soul to soul and spirit to spirit. Unlimited, boundless blessings. Take a look at your world. Not your neighbor's world, not my world, but your individual world, the world you live in. Are you showing forth abundant supply? Do you have good supply? Is your income $40,000, $50,000, even $100,000 a year or more? In your life right now, are you showing forth limitation, lack, an insufficiency of supply, where you can't even afford to make your monthly bills or pay your rent? Are you seeing good supply, bad supply? What world are you seeing? Are you living in? Now look at your body. Are you seeing good health? Are you seeing a body that is functioning normally? Heart rate working so many times a minute? Circulatory system working properly? Digestive tract, internal organs, glands, nervous system, everything working properly? No diseases, no illness. You're able to maybe jog for a couple of miles a day. Are you seeing good health? In your world, in your body, are you experiencing good health? Good human health? Or are you seeing bad health? Do you have a sickness, an illness that won't go away? Are you suffering from pain? Are you experiencing a lack of good health? In other words, are you experiencing bad health? Be honest about it. It's your body. You're in it. What are you experiencing? And now you've looked at your finances, you've looked at your body. What about your companionship or companionships? Do you see harmonious relationships, or are there inharmonious relationships? Do you seem to be getting along pretty well with everyone in your nuclear family, in your extended family, in your relationships on the job, in the community at large? Are you experiencing good relationships? Is your relationship with your spouse or your partner a good one? You get along most of the time, like the same things. There seems to be a general sense of harmony. Or are you experiencing some difficulties with certain people? Some people that are very controlling in their nature and want to be in charge of everything without giving you a say. Or perhaps you are the one doing the controlling and you really know that you need to work on that. Are you experiencing peace and harmony with your children? Are they demanding more than their share? Are your parents still trying to tell you what to do even though you are an adult? Is your boss domineering, lazy? How about your coworkers? Do they slack off on the job and you have to pull some of their weight? What about your neighbors? Are they harmonious? Or are you experiencing difficulties with, well, just certain people? Come on, let's be honest about this. It's your life. It's in a, we've looked at finances and health and companionships, relationships. Are they good? Are they bad? Which one? You see this world you live in? You see the finances? You see the people? You see your body? This entire world, whether bad or good, is nothing more than the mind. You are experiencing the mind. None of this is external to the mind. This world that you looked at, that you live in, is in the mind. And no place else. And even if it appears as a good body, a good companionship, or a good financial structure, it is only in the mind. You're living in your mind. And even if it's a bad sense of health, a bad body, an old body, a worn-out body, even if it's a lack of supply, a lack of financial stability, even if it's a discordant relationship, it is only in the mind. Both of you, all of you, if you see good or you see bad, if you see good or you see evil anywhere, you are looking at your own mind, an image in the mind. This is the world known as this world. And this is a mind projection. How do we know? By what authority do we say these things? That which God made eternal. This spouse, this partner with which you have harmonious relationships, what would happen if you came home today and the phone was ringing and you picked it up and it was a call from the local police station who said to you those words, "There's been an accident." Oh my God. Is she okay? Is he all right? I'm afraid they didn't make it. Where is that relationship right then? Everything comes crashing down, doesn't it? Is that companionship that God made? Is that eternal? Does that exist forever? No, it does not. And what about the good finances? Suppose you are making $120,000 a year and your expenses are only $80,000. Well, I imagine by now you have quite a few investments. But we all know from looking at history, you could get up in the morning and turn on the news channel and discover that there's been a stock market crash, and all of your investments are worth nothing. Is this eternal supply? Is this the eternal supply that God has given us? Well, I think you know the answer to that. It does not last. You could find out when you go to work tomorrow that there's been downsizing in your company and your position has been eliminated. And now how are you going to find a position that pays $120,000 a year? You might have to settle for $40,000. And quite a few of these toys and trinkets will be taken away, won't they? That is not the supply that God made. That is not the companion that God made, the companionship that God made. And what of this body? Each day that passes on the calendar, it gets a little older and a little weaker, doesn't it? Is it not evaporating and changing before your very eyes? How much say do you have in this? Practically none. On this level, in this world in which you are living, in this body in which you are looking at, if it's good today, you could suffer a stroke in the morning. You could find out that something you bought at the store was contaminated and you're on your deathbed by tomorrow evening. Is this the health that's eternal? I think we know the answer. This is not a picture of God's supply. This is not a picture of God's companionship, and this is not a picture of God's health, God's body. This, my dear friends, is the mind. Pictures in the mind. This is not the world that God created. And yet, we are told, right here is the invisible, incorporeal body of spirit, a spiritual body. Right here in the very midst of us, in the very midst of you, is the mind of God. Right here is the incorporeal spiritual substance, which is supply. And right here is the invisible, infinite, eternal companionship known as the presence of the living God. This incorporeal spiritual body, this eternal spiritual presence, this omniscient mind of God, and this invisible spiritual substance of supply, this is the creation of God. Now, how are you going to step out of this world in which you are living, this body and this companionship and this sense of supply, and awaken into that eternal realm in which you live and move and have your being once you have awakened? Because this is, in fact, what we are to do. awake, thou that sleepest, and I, God, shall give thee life. My life, my invisible, incorporeal spiritual body shall be yours. My infinite, omniscient mind shall be yours. The invisible spiritual substance of supply will be yours. And the invisible spiritual presence shall be one with you. And so this is the transformation that must take place within your consciousness. In fact, before the foundation of the world, this is what your Father, God, gave to you. This other universe, known as Christ consciousness. This is your inheritance. And yet we settle for a limited mind picture of a body called a human body if it's not too uncomfortable. We settle for a human body if it's in pretty good shape. We'll pursue that invisible spiritual body later on down the road sometime when we really have to. And we settle for the limitation of a 6-figure income or a 5-figure income because it's pretty adequate. Our needs are met. We can eat. We have a place to sleep, an automobile, and clothes, our backs, perhaps a little entertainment, certainly a television. I know we all have those. So we settle for a human sense of supply. When all the time awaiting our recognition is unlimited, invisible spiritual substance, an infinity of supply. But we settle for the limited human sense of supply because it's not too bad. Things are going pretty good, and I'm paying my bills, and well, when it starts to diminish in some capacity, I'll look into this other sense of supply. And we settle for human companionship. Human companions, really. Because we're getting along and our needs are met, physical, mental, emotional, and it's a pretty good relationship. There's not a lot of troubles or disagreements. One once in a while, but not too bad. And should the day approach when I know that they're going to be leaving this scene, or should something happen that such as what we described with someone calling and giving us the bad news, well, I'm sure we'll look into a more permanent, eternal type companionship at that time. And yes, I know that there's something called my kingdom. But this world is pretty nice. I mean, it has its faults, but overall, things are going pretty good. These spiritual principles are working for me, and my life is pretty harmonious. And so I'll seek that other life, that other kingdom. Yeah, well, I'll get around to it. Right now I have an interesting play that I'm attending, or I'm going to a symphony, or perhaps I'm going to a ball game, or there's a classic movie I'm going to watch, or I have a game of bridge with my favorite friends. But I'll do a little reading tonight and some meditating. I'll find that kingdom. I have plenty of time. The harvest is plentiful. This is true. An eternal presence, an incorporeal spiritual body, an invisible spiritual substance of supply, an eternal companion, an eternal presence, an eternal companionship with the infinite presence. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Very few. And so it doesn't matter if you have a good companion, a good body, good finances, or a bad body, bad companions, and bad finances. Both of these, I don't care which one you are living in, both are made of the substance of mind, and they can change at any second. Let us not fool ourselves about that. The picture can change at any moment, because that's what it is, a picture in the mind. This is where you are living, as you see these things. But Christ is calling to you. Awaken. Awaken. Adam is dreaming, and Christ is saying, awaken. Do you hear that voice? Do you feel a sense of rightness about this? Something after all these centuries is calling to you? My sheep hear my voice. Do you hear the voice within you? Everything that you experience is taking place within your consciousness. And these mental pictures are parading through your consciousness. But there is a higher level of consciousness called Christ, which is calling to you who are hypnotized, looking outwardly at these images. And it is calling from within, hoping that you will turn ye and live, and look inwardly and live. My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. And they follow me into a new dimension, into a new consciousness, into a new Jerusalem, into a new self. They follow me into a new eternal presence, a new companionship with a presence inside of everyone and everything. An omnipresence right here. They follow me into a new sense of invisible, incorporeal, spiritual body that is never born and never dies. They follow me into an infinite ocean of spiritual substance, of supply. My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me into a new self, a new world, a new being. Turn ye and live. If you hear my voice, that Christ voice within you, and you do not follow, what will happen to you is you will no longer be able to, well, they say that ignorance is bliss. And now that you know the truth that will set you free, if you do not begin to practice this truth, you'll probably find yourself pretty miserable. Because even when you are enjoying something very good, a promotion, a bonus, a new partner that you really feel comfortable with, a accomplishment like running 5 miles when you used to be able to run 2, it won't be the same as it was before. Something, some inner voice will say to you, and this too shall pass. And this too shall pass. Until it drives you to make the decision to go for broke. To put your every effort into laboring for the meat, which is eternal. And if that time is now, if you are now ready to turn and give it your all, let us look at some of the things that we are supposed to do. By now we should understand that we are living in a mental projection. And we should be at the place in consciousness, in our development, where we translate everything we look at back into the invisible reality that is there. All that you live and move and have your being in the invisible, incorporeal body of spirit. And you dwell in the mind of God. And if you are seeing anything else, you are seeing a mental image. Therefore, you must start your day reminding yourself of the truth that you know. And in your morning meditation, you must begin with knowing the truth. I live and move and have my being in Christ, in God, and God in me, for I and my Father are one. God is here. My true self is here. I can relax and allow that infinite self to live as itself, as me. I am infinite divine consciousness, consciousness living itself as itself infinitely, and rest in the awareness of that. Turn your awareness from your morning routine. Turn ye and live. Turn your awareness inward. And remember the truth about being. Your being. God being. Consciousness. If you have bills to pay, if you have a job to go to, if you have a paycheck to cash or deposit, you should be translating that back into the invisible. You should pause in your car before you walk into the bank and close your eyes or blink and recognize the truth. Know the truth that will set you free into your true identity, which is that this that I'm handling, this check is not my supply, this job is not my supply. My supply is appearing as this check and this job. My supply is invisible, spiritual substance, and it is unlimited, infinite. And it is the supply that is appearing as these mental images of supply. But I know it's not this check and this job. That's not my supply. My supply is invisible, unlimited. And thank you, Father. When you see that loved one, or when you see that person you're not getting along with, you should be translating that back into the invisible. You should be realizing right there, even if you have to excuse yourself to the bathroom where you can get quiet for a moment. But if you don't do that, at least blink your eyes for a moment and recognize this person that I am seeing, good or bad, is not my companionship. My companionship is eternal. It is that invisible, eternal presence of love, which is appearing in the mind as this person. There's no good person here or bad person here. That's a mental image. God is standing right here because God is omnipresent. God is that omnipresence. That is my companionship, and that alone, and that I have forever. There is no other companion. And I don't care if you're even turning out the lights and getting ready to cuddle up. There's no reason why you can't take a second and realize I am loving my eternal companion, that invisible presence. That is what I am loving. And though it is appearing to be in a physical way, I know better. I am communing with my eternal, infinite friend, my eternal, infinite love, that eternal presence. And if you step into the shower or the bath, as you look down at your body, you should be translating that back into the invisible. You should be recognizing this that I'm seeing in the mirror or in the bathtub or in the shower. This is not my body. This is a mental image. And I don't care if it's looking bad or looking good. It's only a mental image. You should be knowing the truth that sets you free, which is that my body is invisible, incorporeal, spirit. I am spirit, made in the image and likeness of God. God is spirit, and I am spirit. And my body is infinite, incorporeal, spiritual body. And that is the truth about my body. As you look out at others, perhaps someone at the work has the sniffles, you should be knowing the truth about them. It is not possible for you to step out of mental images and not take everyone with you. It's an entire transformation. And so that which you know about your true self, there's only one self. You should be knowing this also about your neighbor. And so, as you see them or hear them coughing or sniffling, you should be immediately recognizing the truth. Translate it back into the invisible. This that I'm seeing, this perfect woman, this beautiful lady, this handsome man, that's a mental image. There's only one infinite spiritual body. And yes, it is perfect in the image and likeness of God. This person that appears to be sniffling and sick and unhealthy, this is a mental image. The truth is there is only one perfect spiritual body, and it is an incorporeal body of spirit. That is what is here, there, and everywhere. The harvest is plentiful, and the laborers are few. Will you be one of those that turns and follows that me into the kingdom of heaven? Are you ready to make that commitment? As we approach the new year, are you ready to make a resolution to follow me? Each of you must answer this within your own being. We were given the story of the prodigal son, and we were told that before he was halfway home, the father came to meet him, fell on his neck and kissed him. How do you know if that story is true, if you haven't yet made a total commitment? It might just be that when you bend every effort toward translating this mental image back into the invisible, it just may be that before you are halfway there, a presence will come to meet you and lift you up higher than you've ever been, pull you deeper within than you've ever experienced, show you secrets and wonders of your true identity that you dare not even whisper. We are told that the way is straight and narrow, and few there be that find it. And that's not just a poetic statement, that is an utter truth. Few there be that find it. A I believe Mr. Goldsmith was quite frustrated at times with what he called mental inertia. And I think he said it was one of the, well, if not the most, one of the most biggest problems facing people on the spiritual path today. And he said that back in the 60s. We are rapidly approaching, well, in 3 more years it'll be 2010. So that's what? Almost 50 years ago? Is that right? And how many people do you know that have found this invisible kingdom? How many people do you know that are dwelling in it, that have made this commitment to die completely to this world, to translate all of it back into the invisible until that invisible spiritual kingdom is their permanent dwelling place? Can you count them on one hand? Can you count them on two fingers? Can you count them at all? It would appear that maybe he was right. Maybe mental inertia is the biggest problem. Maybe it is true that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. That the way is straight and narrow, and few there be that find it. And which are you? This you must answer within yourself, within your consciousness, within your being. We have read, "As for me and my house, we follow Christ." And house, of course, means consciousness. And so that individual was making a total commitment. As to me and my consciousness, we follow Christ. All through the Bible, we can hear the Christ saying, "Follow me. Follow me. Follow me." And if you have spent much time in meditation, I am pretty sure you now hear this same voice within your consciousness saying to you, "Follow me." Are you ready? Will you know the truth that will set you free? There is no book that can do this for you. There is no teacher that can do this for you. There is no tape, no CD, no DVD that can do this for you. This you must decide within yourself. It is time. I want to enter the kingdom. To those that do this, we are told, God gives them power to become the sons of God, the offspring of God, joint heirs with Christ to all of these heavenly riches. Not the mental images, but the real heavenly riches. Yes, the harvest is really, truly plentiful. Why don't you make a total commitment to follow that Christ, to turn ye and live within your consciousness in the invisible kingdom, in the awareness that there is an invisible kingdom, in the practice of knowing the truth that there is an invisible kingdom. Why don't you do that now? Father, I know that I love you with all my mind, heart, and soul. And I know I really have not been giving this my all. But I am making a commitment this moment to follow you. I will have these meditations. I will practice knowing the truth throughout my day. If I forget, as soon as I remember, I will practice it then. I will not think badly about myself, but I will remember and practice it then. Until this becomes a way of living, so that I reach the place that I have been told about, that of finding that I no longer have to do this because it is doing itself through me. That place that I have heard and that I have read about, where I do not have to translate things consciously, but now that translation is going on within me automatically. The Christ mind has taken over. I make a commitment to give, well, to sell all that I have to purchase this pearl of great price. And Father, let it not be my will or my willpower to carry this out. Let it be thy will, thy power, thy love. As we move into a new year, why don't you move into a whole new universe? Why don't you move into the kingdom? Why don't you move into a whole new self? A whole new sense of companionship. A whole new sense of body. A whole new sense of supply. A whole new you. A whole new consciousness. And now, hear ye what has been promised to those that hear the word and do it. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. And that tree of life means that you shall live forever. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. And the second death is, well, first you died to the awareness of your true self. And the second death is when you die to your false self and awakened to that invisible spiritual self, and you will not be hurt by that. He that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, that is, unto realization, to him will I give power over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father, and I will give him the morning star, which means your internal realization of the truth of being will break the mental images to shivers. You will have power over all the mental images, both good and evil. They shall be broken. He that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name, which means when you overcome this mental image and step out of it, come up over it into your true invisible self, well, you shall go no more out into that mental image. You will not live in this world. Ah, yes, you will still be right here, but living in another dimension, a new dimension called New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven. And you will have a new name, and that name is Child of God, Spirit. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcome, and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith. And he that overcometh will see a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth shall pass away, and you shall see the holy city, that is the holy consciousness, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And you will hear a voice out of heaven saying to you, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and in them. These, then, are the treasures of heaven. This, then, is the harvest. This is the pearl of great price. And he that heareth these words and do them is he or she that inherits this treasure. What God has in store for you is so far beyond anything you can imagine. And it is real. And it is yours. Only choose you this day who you will follow. Only turn ye and live. forever. Come now, come up higher. Accept this path. Accept this practice. Accept this rebirth. Turn inward. You shall be given a new name, an eternal presence, an infinite supply, a spiritual body, an omnipresent self. This is for you. Follow